News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
New data from the Department of Justice says the average time it takes for a standard application for international protection in this country to be processed, it's 18 months. So why is the process taking so long and does it need to be fast-tracked? Fiona Hurley is Chief Executive of NASC, Migrant and Refugee Rights. Good morning, Fiona.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
One would think with all the noise around this that these claims should be processed a lot faster, but 18 months is a long time for someone to be in limbo, effectively.
It is. We think that certainly, waiting up to 3 years between the initial application and the appeal is certainly too long. But we're concerned about a dialogue that just focuses on speed or efficiency and overlooks whether the system is actually fair and just and properly resourced for the people that are going through it. I think there's a risk when we focus just on the kind of bureaucratic elements that we risk losing out on the human elements behind each application.
Well, every application would involve a human element, but that human element may not be enough for someone to be allowed to stay here. So you need a bureaucratic system, and arguably it needs to be efficient.
Yes, absolutely. But what you also need to do is make sure that people who are applying also have the resources that they should have to make their applications properly. So, adequate legal aid to make the application so that people can, before making an application that will determine perhaps the course of their future life, that they have the opportunity to speak to a solicitor about that and to have input before they go into interview.
Okay, but I'm fully accepting that point that genuine refugees need to get as much support as they can to enable them to stay if they are genuine. But what about the bad actors? Are the bad actors the reason this is taking so long? People who are coming here maybe for economic reasons, maybe for nefarious reasons, or maybe trying to circumnavigate EU law. Those are the ones we shouldn't allow in. Are they the ones who are slowing the system down and who we should be tougher with?
And I'm not sure that's necessarily a fair assessment. It is the definition of who is a refugee and who is not is really complicated. And the reality is that it is not possible to make an application for refugee status outside of the state. So it is perfectly possible for someone to have experienced horrendous abuse in their country of origin, believe that they are being persecuted, and then when they come to apply for refugee status, find that they don't fit within the narrow determinant of who is a refugee. So, it is a complex definition, and there is a reason why these cases do take time to process, because they have to be looked at individually on a case-by-case
basis. Okay, but what about, and we've heard examples of this, Fiona, people who are flushing their passports down the toilet of the plane, arriving here with no documentation. They know exactly what they're doing. Is that a genuine asylum claim, or is that someone who's chancing their arm?
Again, I kind of disagree with that characterisation. There is... certainly there are people who are coming who don't have their own passports. But if you are, we'll say, a national of Eritrea, for example, it's simply probably not possible for you to get a passport. The reality is that...
Well, you can't get to this country without a passport. They can't get on board without a passport, yet mysteriously they've no passport when they get to passport control.
Yes, but, there are... these are people who are often being controlled by human traffickers or by smugglers, and they have very little choice in what happens after the point. They're given a set of instructions, and they're often afraid of what might happen to them or to their family members if they disobey.
Okay, so there's more than... I understand where you're coming from with that. What's an acceptable time frame? It's 18 months now.
Yeah, we would like to see that reduced. We know that the plan...
To what?
..is to cut down... We know that the plan under the EU Migration Pact is to cut down that time frame to 6 months for for regular applications and 3 months for applications that are being expedited. We have concerns about the 3 months, that people simply won't have the opportunity to kind of access the resources they need to go from start to finish in the whole process within 3 months.
But, and those resources are paid for by the Irish state, yeah?
They are.
Okay. You understand why some people listening now, and again, not talk about genuine applications, but those who are chancing their arm would probably resent the Irish taxpayer having to pay for people who are chancing their arm.
the amount of, you know, money that is spent on legal aid, you know, it is really important to ensure that those who actually do need assistance get the assistance that they need. And unfortunately, like in any system, you're never going to have, 100% who act as a service be the people who ultimately receive service.
All right. Fiona Hurley of NAS, thanks very much for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
Now,
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.